This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Lebanese security forces fired tear gas and clashed with stone-throwing demonstrators while a group of protesters stormed the foreign ministry in Beirut amid mounting fury over this week's explosion that devastated much of the city and killed nearly 160 people. Reuters' Edward Barron has more.
Lebanese riot police fired tear gas at demonstrators trying to break through a barrier to get to the parliament building in Beirut on Saturday. The protest was over the government's handling of this week's devastating explosion in the city. About 7,000 people gathered in Martyr Square in the city centre, some throwing stones. Some protesters chanted, "The people want the fall of the regime." The blast in the port killed at least 158 people, injured 6,000, and destroyed a swathe of the city. Some residents struggling to clean up shattered homes complain the government they see as corrupt has let them down again.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Beijing's top representative office in Hong Kong said Saturday that sanctions imposed by the United States on senior Hong Kong and Chinese officials were clowning actions that would not frighten or intimidate Chinese people. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
The United States on Friday imposed sanctions on Luo Huining, the head of China's liaison office, as well as Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam and other current and former officials. Washington accuses these officials of curtailing political freedoms in the global financial hub. The sanctions freeze any U.S. assets of the officials, prohibit them from carrying out business in the country. The move accelerates rapidly deteriorating Sino-U.S. ties, more than a month after Beijing imposed sweeping national security legislation on Hong Kong.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. This is VOA News. At least 9 people were killed and nearly 20 others injured Saturday in a car bomb blast at the front gate of a Somali military base in Mogadishu. Government security officials contacted by VOA have confirmed that 8 of those killed were government soldiers, and other casualties included members of the soldiers' families who were at the base at the time. Hospital sources have confirmed that around 20 wounded people, mainly soldiers, were injured in the blast. Al-Shabaab militants have claimed responsibility for Saturday's explosion, claiming they killed dozens of government soldiers. Police say at least 18 people were killed and 123 injured when a special return flight for Indians stranded abroad because of the coronavirus skidded off a hilltop runway and cracked in two while landing Friday in heavy rain. AP's Zaria Shakali reports.
Officials said among the injured, at least 15 were in critical condition. Both pilots of the Air India Express flight died, the airline said in a statement, adding that 4 cabin crew members were safe. The airline said the 2-year-old Boeing 737-800 flew from Dubai to Kozhikode, also called Calicut in Kerala, India's southernmost state. There were 174 adult passengers, 10 infants, 2 pilots and 4 cabin crew members on board. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Thousands of demonstrators gathered again Saturday in Russia's far eastern city of Khabarovsk to denounce the arrest of the region's governor a month ago, protests that are posing a direct challenge to the Kremlin. Sergei Vergal was arrested on July 9th on suspicion of involvement in murders and taken to jail in Moscow. The estimated 3,000 demonstrators on Saturday protested the charges, believing them to be politically motivated, and want him returned to the city for trial. Vergal has denied the charges. Vergal, who has been removed from his post, is a popular figure in the region bordering on China, about 6,100 kilometers east of Moscow. Since his arrest, daily demonstrations have been held in the city, with the attendance peaking on weekends. A Venezuelan court sentenced 2 former U.S. soldiers to 20 years in prison for their role in a failed incursion aimed at ousting President Nicolas Maduro in early May. Former Green Berets Luke Denman and Aaron Berry had admitted to participating in the May 4th operation. The sea incursion launched from Colombia, known as Operation Gideon, left at least 8 people dead. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke.